You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm joined by Intel employee Vikas Jain. Welcome.
Thank you, Allison.
Vikas, what do you do at Intel?
I'm a director of product management, leading products in the Application Security and Identity Products Group, which is a group under the Software and Services Group of Intel.
So you guys recently made an announcement about a new product that you're bringing to market. Do you want to tell us about it?
Sure. So we are introducing Cloud Access 360. This product is providing secure access to the cloud. So it allows enterprises to connect securely to the cloud, allowing enterprise credentials to be used and single signed-on into multiple cloud applications. So people get seamless connectivity to the cloud and also between the cloud applications, so you can seamlessly move from cloud application A to B to C without having to enter credential anytime.
So if you think about this from a standpoint of cloud, are you talking about enterprises using applications that are being served up on a public cloud and then authenticating, utilizing an enterprise authentication? Or how would that exactly work?
You're exactly right. So today, most of the enterprises uses enterprise directories like Active Directory or some kind of LDAP to store employee identities.
Mm-hmm.
And if they need to access cloud, public cloud applications like Salesforce or Google or Amazon, they have to create yet another set of identity accounts in those places. And so managing accounts in all these different cloud applications become a challenge. Not only it's an administrative headache, but also it's a security concern, because when an employee leaves the company, the administrator has to go and deprovision an account from each of these different cloud applications. So we want to make this process simple. Based on rules and policies, the user is automatically provisioned into the target cloud application where they need to have access to. And when the user is terminated, then automatically those accounts are deprovisioned, and administrator doesn't have to worry about any orphan accounts that are still there, which can be accessed after the company leaves the company.
Is the future of this that we could maybe log in and have ubiquitous entry to those applications across the internet that we should have access to through one single login?
That's correct. And that's not a separate login. It's your company login. So as you come in and start your laptop and enter your credentials to log into the laptop, after that, everything should be seamless. Whether you're accessing enterprise applications or cloud applications, doesn't matter.
Are you guys thinking at all about the migration of workloads to things like smartphones and iPads and those tablet-type devices? And how do we integrate password protection into those as people have more than one device that they're accessing from?
Yeah, so that's a good segue into what we are building as client-aware security.
Mm-hmm.
So today, you can secure as much as you want your cloud application. You can basically build a fortress in front of your cloud application. But the weakest link is actually your clients, because what you don't know is whether this request is coming from an actual human user or a malware. So what we are bringing to the table is a complete, secure, end-to-end client-to-the-cloud story, where we will ensure that clients, the requests are sent from attested clients and services can accept those requests. So as a broker in middle, we will enable this end-to-end secure access, taking into account the client context. So we can enable use cases such as only allow access to the cloud application from web browsers for certain set of users, not from mobile devices, or allow access from certain types of mobile devices or certain types of browsers or certain times of the day. So these are all contextual attributes that you can use coming from the client side to ensure that there is secure client to the cloud access. Now, we are also enabling higher security assurance use cases through one-time password delivery. So if you are accessing highly secure application like HR app of Workday, you want to ensure that there is two-factor or strong authentication. So based on the type of user, the type of client, and the type of application, we can enable the second factor where the customer has to enter or the user has to enter some kind of one-time code to access the service. Now, that one-time code could be either at the initial authentication time or even at a particular page authorization time. So only when I'm raising a salary of a particular person through an HR app, I want to have a one-time password entered to access that page or make that action. So we are enabling from a very coarse-grained security use cases to very fine-grained security use cases through taking context into the picture.
It sounds like you're embedding a lot of intelligence in terms of the knobs that IT can then turn to turn up the, you know, the level of authentication, the flexibility to make the user experience great, but also secure the data.
That's right.
If our Conversations in the Cloud listeners want to find more information about your product offerings, where would they go?
We have a dedicated website called dynamicperimeter.com where you can get data sheet, white papers, and more details on the product.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Allison.